Okay, so I would like to discuss tonight something that kind of tangentially comes up in this week's parsha. We find that Esav is an ish yodei tzayim ish sadeh. Esav is a hunter. So what is the Torah outlook on hunting? And then in general, what about other related activities? So this is a question posed to the Noda of Yehuda or Yecheskel Landau in the 18th century. Is it permissible to hunt for sport? So he starts, well, there are different pieces to the tshuva. The part that I'm going to develop more is less to do with Esav, but it's more relevant in terms of practical halacha. But one of the things he says, I'm not ma'od ani tama gufa davar, v'lo matzinu ish tzayid rak b'nimrod of Esav. We don't find hunters. You know, there aren't too many Jewish hunters in the Torah. You find Nimrod and Esav. These were not respectable people. This is not the way of our forefathers to be hunters. And then he quotes, I'm not going to read the whole thing. So the halacha is that if you buy new clothes, or if somebody else buys new clothes, so you're supposed to say you should wear them nicely, meaning wear them out nicely. And so the Ma'arib says that you should not say that if somebody buys leather. Why? Because if you buy leather, some more animals are going to have to be killed in order to produce the leather. And so the Ramah, even though he's not so into that, but that's because, you know, you can get leather from dead animals. You don't need to kill animals specifically for the leather, but to hunt for things that are not, you know, necessary, like we kill for food, but just to hunt for no reason, so that's not a Jewish thing. Okay, then he discusses what seems to be an issue that's much more relevant, and that's the following. What about the fact that when you hunt, obviously there are dangers involved? Even nowadays with guns, there are always stories about people getting mauled by bears or being shot by another hunter. So what about that? So the source for putting your life in danger, or the prohibition against putting your life in danger, there's two psukim in the Torah which are quoted. This is a long, you can read through Perek Dalet of Devarim, the whole thing. It says, Raki Shamar L'chol Shmanav Shkamal Pen Tishkach Ezeh Devarim Asheru Enecha. So the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk is talking about forgetting the Torah and forgetting Mamad Har Sinai, and then in Pasuk Tezov, and Ishmartim Olu Nafshal Seichem, you should watch out, meaning that's a warning not to be all the way to Avodah Zarah. Okay, so the Gemara in Brachos quotes a story of a chassid that was davening, meaning not a chassidish person, meaning a pious person was davening, and a Roman officer comes to him and he says, "Hey, how are you doing?" And he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, so he didn't respond. So he said, "Are you crazy? I could kill you right now." And your Torah says, "Raki Shomer L'chol Shmoneh Afshachamo," and he quotes these two psukim. So the question is, the Michas Chinuch asks us, why is it that we quote this, you know, we got the source for the psukim for self-endangerment from a Roman officer, like he just quoted psukim out of context. They have nothing to do with the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk. So the truth is that the Gemara in Shavuos quotes Yishamel Chavon or Shmon Avshcha Ma'od by Mekala Atzmo. You curse yourself, so that's a violation of Yishamel Chavon Shmon Avshcha Ma'od, meaning you're putting your life in danger by cursing yourself, because you're kind of bringing on yourself a curse from God. Okay. So the Michas Chinuch says that maybe it's not a din d'oraisa, maybe it's a din d'rabbanon. I mean, you could argue for those, you know, the Rambam certainly quotes it as a din d'oraisa. So you could say that, like, the Roman officer knew, you know, he also read the back of the Hamish of Cookies. It says, Yishamer L'chol Shmoneh Avshchamo. He saw that people were promoting this, and he knew, so he quoted what everybody else was quoting. Okay. So what are the parameters of this halacha that you're not allowed to put your life in danger? How far do you go with this? So the Gemara in Shabbos talks about bloodletting. And there are certain, you know, in the old days everyone used to let blood out and that was considered therapeutic. But there was certain times and mazalos where it wasn't exactly the safest thing to do. So the Gemara says, well, how do we justify such a thing? And the Gemara says, Kevin de Doshu Beirabim Shomer Pesoyim Hashem. That since the masses have kind of not worried about this, so Shomer Pesoyim Hashem. So how do you translate Shomer Pesoyim Hashem? So you could translate it one of two ways. I heard this from Rabbi Reisman once. Yisrael Reisman. You can translate it as Shomer Pesoyim Hashem, God watches over the simple people. Or sometimes a pesi is a fool. So we'll see. That might be how to understand the machlokes in the Ritva and Rashi. Meaning God watches over fools, or God watches over people who are not so. They don't look at every scientific study. They just do what everybody else does. So the Ritva says, "Shomer p'sam Hashem l'fuay time amandla boy lemeo biyuma de'eva harushus biyado v'shaverova cholulismach al shomer p'sam Hashem." The Ritva says that the Gemara there is talking about doing a bris on a cloudy day, which is considered to be some sort of sakana. The Gemara says if you want to do it, so everybody else does it, you don't have to worry too much about it, Shomer Pesoyim Hashem. But better not to, because better not to rely on Shomer Pesoyim Hashem. Meaning there is a sakana there, and just and whatever, you're allowed to rely on it. Meaning that God watches over the fools. That's how I would translate it for the Ritva. And the Torah Chesed, Lublina Rav, thinks that Rashi disagrees. That Shomer Pesoyim Hashem means that that when the danger was never studied by people, so we don't worry about it. But if we know that there's a danger, yes. If we don't know if there's a danger, so we just follow what everybody does. Meaning, just be simple about it. Rabbi Avad Yosef points out that this might be a pshara, or might be more in line with the Ritva, that Shomer Pesoyim Hashem really means that we only apply it in cases of need or cases of mitzvah, things like that. But you don't apply it to leisure activities. You don't say, "Oh, everybody skydives without a parachute, so I can do it too." So it seems that he's taking a risk rewards approach, meaning things which are a mitzvah or things which are important. So, okay, you could take a greater risk for those things, but things which are leisure and nature, and, you know, you can get your thrills by doing something else, so you can't put your life in as high of a danger as for more important things. Rav Schechter has a similar idea. Rav Schechter says you have to break things down into three different categories. There are certain things which are absolutely dangerous, meaning Russian roulette, let's say. You know, there's a 1 in 6 chance of getting killed. There's no heter for that. You don't say Shomer Pesoyim Hashem, no matter what country you live in. Then there are things which are not dangerous at all, right? There are things that you have to be crazy to worry about. And then there are a lot of things in the middle where some people are concerned, some people are not concerned. So if you're a nervous person, then you're not allowed to partake in it. But if you're not nervous, that's where we apply Shomer Pesoyim Hashem. Right. There's a subjective area. How big that gray area is probably a little bigger than it, meaning absolute danger is not just Russian roulette. There are other things which probably fall into the category of absolute danger. But if it's, you know, 1 in 700 or something of a small chance of getting seriously injured or killed, then
extreme in it. If it has the word extreme in it.
Yeah. Right. If it has the word extreme, then maybe not. Then the Yehuda in the same tshuva points out that there might be a difference between a professional hunter and somebody who's hunting for sport, meaning somebody whose parnasa it is to trap bears to make coats or something. So then we have another Gemara. The Gemara says, quoting the pasuk says you have to pay people on time. Why? The elav who knows say es nafsho. Right, a person, he puts his life on the line. So it's not talking about a fireman or a policeman. That we need for society. He's talking about somebody like a coal miner or someone who's in a profession that has a lower life expectancy than a person with a desk job. So the Gemara says, why did this guy climb up a ramp and got caught in a tree and he put his life on the line? Because he was doing it for the money. So you see that if you're a professional in a business that's a little more dangerous than what the average person would do, so there's more of a hatter in that situation. The last thing I want to point out in 5 minutes is the following. So what happens when you have, let's say, situations where there's no quantifiable risk? I don't know, like there's something that you want to do, you have no, there's no statistics, so you can't look up online what are the chances of getting killed. It might be dangerous, might not be. Or you have, this applies well beyond leisure activities. It could apply to medicines, it could apply to a lot of things, where the risks are not, have not been studied yet. So do we consider that inherently dangerous, or do we consider that neutral or less than that? So I thought that it might be dependent on whether Hishamer Lecho Shmar Nafshecha Ma'od is a mitzvah saseh or a mitzvah lo saseh. Meaning, if it's a mitzvah saseh, so then there's an obligation to actively, proactively guard your life, and until you know something is safe, then it's prohibited. If Yishamer Lecho Shmar Nafshecha Ma'od is a lo saseh, so like any lo saseh, you can't say that something is usur until you define what the isur is. You have to say, well, this is something dangerous, and you have to stay away from it. Until you define it as being dangerous, so then it would be okay. So what is it? Is it an aseh or a lo saseh? So the Rambam seems to have two different approaches here. I don't have time to go through the whole cheshbon here. The Rambam says that if you curse yourself, you get malchus, which sounds like a lo saseh. On the other hand, in Hilchos Makeh, when he's talking about protecting the roof, so he says that there's an obligation to be very careful about dangerous things, as it says, Yishamer Lecho Shmar Nafshecha, which sounds like you should be proactive as opposed to reactive, so to say. And he says, "Bitel mitzvah saseh v'avar below sasam damim." So it's a question: which mitzvah saseh is he talking about? So you have in the Achronim three different opinions. Of course, one that's based on the Rambam. Rav Yochum Fishapurlo has a way to read each of these Rambams, so that he's not talking about what we're talking about, and that the other one he is. Right? So you have a saseh, a lo saseh, and then the Marcheshes points out that it might be both, that the Rambam holds that there's a saseh and a lo saseh. So if there's an saseh component to it, there's a mitzvah saseh to be proactive and guard your health, so then you have to know something is safe before you partake of it, as opposed to the opposite, where you have to stay away from dangerous things. Just two kind of hashkafic points. The Rambam says that in general, even if it's not dangerous, but it's just healthy. So that's mitarche Hashem, to be a healthy person. That if you can't function properly, so then how are you going to be all about Hashem? So that's a general thing. And then the Baragola in these halachas where it talks about dangerous activities. So he says that the reason why the Torah was so cautious about our lives is because Hashem did us a great chesed by putting us on this earth, and our job is to worship Him. And if you have a broken arm or whatever it is, and you can't do it, you can't function normally, so then you can't be Oved Hashem. So to kind of throw away your life, so to say, Ein lecha zilzul v'afki rusa yoseh mizeh. Right? You have a mission in life, and it's not your call to decide, hey, I want to jump off a cliff and see what happens, because our job is to be Oved Hashem.
Okay.
Yeah, that was an extra.